You want to win with money. We all want to win with our money. In episode 76, I share why you are closer than you think. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. You are back, and I'm excited to have you here once again. Or if it is your first time listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, I really, really appreciate you being here. It gives me so much joy to get the feedback that I get from you as a listener, to know that it is making a difference and apparently that you are listening. So I completely appreciate that. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that I think is very, very important that we have not touched upon. And that is why you are closer than you think with winning with your money, and why exactly is the missing gap to get you closer. All right. So that's what we'll talk about today. But before we get into all that, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Amanda. So Amanda has been listening to this podcast for about 6 months. And I want to thank you, Amanda, because you made your way into our community and I couldn't be more happy to have you here. So I just want to give you thank you, a big thank you for listening, for being a returning listener, and now for joining us in our community. So I'm ecstatic to have you there. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Why do I want to break this up? And why do I think this is important? So if you think about it, personal finance is a lot like weight loss. And I'm sure I've mentioned and I've talked about that correlation before. So in personal finance, the thing is spend less and save more. With weight loss is you need to intake less calories and you have to burn more. So in the ideal world, it doesn't work necessarily like that, but you have to quote unquote eat less and move more, exercise more. So this all seems so simple with both personal finance and weight loss, but so many are still in debt. So many people are still broke or living paycheck to paycheck. And with weight loss, there's still so many people that, or there are still so many people. Did you notice my grammatical error? But there are still so many people who are overweight and not healthy. And I know, especially you listening to this podcast, we have something in common. We are intelligent. You and I are intelligent, and we are both so fully capable of so many things. So what is it that's keeping us stuck? What is it that is really not moving that needle forward that much? I mean, really, seriously, we move the needle, but it seems to move right back. It gets stuck in the same cycle. It's kind of like this pendulum, right? Where it moves forward and then something happens and it just bounces right back and it just moves forward, moves right back. It doesn't stay in the forward position. It's like this pendulum. And the commonality, what makes it this way is life. And when you hear that, you're probably thinking, of course, because life can be crazy. Life can be chaotic. Life can be so beautiful and so amazing in so many ways, but it brings up just this trick. It can make everything tricky. I know personally, I have learned over the years that I am stubborn, and I've learned that the hard way. I probably mentioned this before, but just in case you didn't hear that part in past episodes, I'm sure I've mentioned in episodes or in an interview, I don't know where, but with what I learned of me being stubborn, it took me meeting my husband, who is another stubborn human being, to realize this. So because I'm stubborn, I don't like asking for help at times. to my detriment. I'm still working on this because stubbornness does not go away. It does not go away. It gets better, I believe, or I'd like to believe, but it doesn't go away. So I don't like to ask for help still to this day. And before, I didn't ask for help with money. I instead turned to books, which there's nothing wrong with that. I've learned a lot from the books. I was able to apply some of those things, but I didn't ever talk to a human being about it besides my husband. And we were trying to aim at the same goal, but it's like talking to my husband, being that we are a lot alike and we wanted the same things. But our mindset, I think we're in some senses, we're on the same level. So I needed, what I should have been doing is talking to someone else, getting some help outside of the family, outside of my husband. So for me, that was a big piece of my pride because, and one of the reasons I know I didn't get help is that people around me looked up to how quote unquote well we were doing financially. Now, not to cut my family short or ourselves short, we did manage to do some great things. After all, we went from two good incomes to one when we had our firstborn. We've been able to do quite a bit with little, and things have evolved over the years. And to get to where we are financially, granted, we still have a journey that we're still moving forward on. There are still things that we need to achieve. Definitely retirement, definitely our forever home. So there are definitely some things that we still need to work on, but we're debt free. There's a lot of things that we have accomplished up to now. And it's taken us a good while. It's been a good trek. It's taken us time. Had I swallowed that pride and asked for help, for that guidance, for that advice, for that accountability, there's no doubt we would have reached those financial goals quicker. But it is what it is. That is what I chose to do, or what we chose to do. And here we are. And I don't regret that by any means, because it is what it is. This is the journey that we took. And guess what? We still got there. So you can figure it out over time like I did. It may take you longer, just like it did me. So it could take you, cost you more time and money, right? Or you can shorten that time by having someone help you, by having that partner that will guide you, that will cheer you on, that will keep you accountable, that will give you that swift kick when you need it. Because let's face it, we all need that from time to time. So really, I want to ask you, what would you rather do? So that is up to you. You can either figure it out over time, like I did, or you can shorten that time. You get to choose what you want to do. It's completely up to you. So I wanted to share that, because that, the getting, swallowing that pride, because I know you and I have that alike, and being able to say, hey, yes, I would like someone to help me, being able to have that human interaction and human conversation with someone, that's what's going to get you to where you want to be that much faster. So that's what I mean, that you are closer than you think. I'm sure you're doing some amazing things with your money. You probably have the financial skills. You're doing all these great things, but something is keeping you stuck. And that financial interaction, that human interaction of getting someone to help you, that cheer you on, to guide you, that's what I mean by being closer than you think. Now, I want to share with you some stories about some really crazy smart ladies who I've had the pleasure of supporting and partnering up with. So let me share with you really quickly about Julie. Julie managed to go from 10,000 euros in debt to 10,000 euros in the bank account in about less than a year. So together in partnering up, we were able to figure out what had been holding her back and completely turn that around. And she is just doing some fantastic things. And Reagan, she was actually hesitant on investing money that she could actually use to pay off her debt. But she took the plunge and was not only able to pay off that debt, but has gained the confidence, has put a great system in place that worked for her. And the best and most rewarding thing for me was that she no longer feared her money, because that was one of the things that was a big, huge challenge, was being even able to look at that money. Now, Christina, she's a freelancer, and she was able to leave a steady gig because she had systems in place, clarity on her cash flow, and a money plan in place that gave her the confidence and the peacefulness to do so. Now, before partnering up with these ladies, if I took a look at what they were doing, these ladies had, they're intelligent. They definitely had the financial skills. They definitely had that. And they were doing some great things already with their finances. It was just us partnering together that we were able to figure out what, how they can move that needle much further, what was holding them back. Because a lot of times life holds us back. A lot of times we don't know what we don't know, right? And a lot of times as well, our how we grew up around money holds us back, and we don't know it. And until we recognize it, and sometimes it's just a matter of sharing how you grew up with someone, because you notice, I'm sure you've been in a situation where you've talked, you're having maybe a confidential conversation with a friend, or maybe you're just talking to a friend, maybe not necessarily a confidential conversation, but you're just talking. Maybe there's life is happening. Maybe you're having a difficult time or whatever the case may be. And that friend is able to see things that you're not able to see, that because you're just speaking from the heart, and they're able to call you out, if you will, not in a necessarily bad way, but just call you out as far as, well, do you not see this is happening? Do you not see maybe you can do this, or whatever the case may be? So that is the key in being able to partner up with somebody, to be able to have those conversations. And nothing gives me more pleasure to be able to partner for you. Now, I am opening up a small intimate group, a coaching program called the Her Money Matters Inner Circle. And if you are ready to commit, if this message today resonated with you, I invite you to join us. This will be starting officially in January of 2017. It'll be, the commitment is for 6 months, for growth, for more confidence with your money than ever, loving your money, shortening that path to reach those financial goals. So you and I will have an orientation and focus call where we both can get clear on the path that you want to commit with, so I can give you the best of me and the best guidance that I can give you. And with the group, we'll be meeting once a month to check in, to see the progress that we're making, to see maybe some challenges, if there's some tweaks we need to make in what you're doing. And the power of the group, and why I wanted to do this in the group, is phenomenal, because even though this is what I do for a living, I don't know it all. And sometimes we do something a little bit different that works great. And once we share that, it helps others, right? So I love the power of groups. So again, we'll meet monthly with a group, checking in, sharing challenges, sharing wins, and I will also be bonusing in. Oh, but besides the bonus that I'm going to give you, I'll also make myself accessible via Voxer. And why I'm doing Voxer is because not everyone is in the United States. So this gives you the ability, if you want more of an individual guidance, where maybe it's something more in confidence, you can share that with me. If you are maybe at outside at the grocery store and you're hungry and you want to buy all these things, you can send me a Voxer message and we can stop you. Those type of things. And in addition to that, I'm also bonusing in a full year of my Fearless Money Sisterhood membership program, which you can access to right away. You don't have to wait till January. You can access to right away. So you can access the tools that we have in there, connect with the other ladies in the membership, in the sisterhood and get fired up like right away. So your investment in this is only $100 a month for 6 months. Or if you want to pay in full, you get a $25 savings. So that means $575 if you pay in full. Now, I am not trying to convince you one way or another. You are either going to think that's a lot of money, I can do this on my own, or you are most definitely want to dive in because you know over time that investment is small in comparison to the confidence, to the clarity, to the skills that you will gain, not just for those 6 months, but for a lifetime. So if this message really resonated with you, if this message is making your throat swell up and say, you know what, this is what I need, I invite you to join us. And you can do that by going to jenhemphill.com/innercircle. That is jenhemphill.com/innercircle. So just to recap the message of this episode, you are definitely closer than you think when it comes to your finances. Remember, with personal finance, just like weight loss, the quote unquote formula is pretty simple. And you're probably doing that formula, but what you're missing is really realizing the impact that just general life has, the day to day, how you grew up with money, all those things that you take for granted because you're busy living life. So if you have someone to partner up with you, and I would love to do that with you, I can help you realize, we can really figure out what is holding you back and discover some things about you along the way that in those 6 months will take you so far in a lifetime. So again, just know that you're closer than you think. You can either A, continue doing it on your own, and maybe that will just mean more time and money, and that's completely okay. I know that's the journey that I took, and I'm still here, and I succeeded, and we achieve many things. Or if you want to shorten up that time frame, if you want to shorten that path and journey and get there quicker and without the frustration, without letting so much time pass by, with saving money, because during that time you can save that money, I invite you to join us. So I hope this episode was valuable for you. Coming up next week on the podcast, I am going to show you how to create a money story that will keep you inspired for many years to come. So just in time for Thanksgiving to give you something to do, because you know sometimes you want to escape the relatives when you're around them. So it gives you just a fun activity to do to reflect. So that's coming up next week. That is a wrap for today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into this show. The success of the show is not just my doing. It is because of you coming back time and time again and listening to the show and for joining us in our community. You can go to the show notes at jenhemphill.com/76 for just a brief summary of the show and for the link if you want the link for the Inner Circle. But just in case you need it, you don't want to go to the show notes, it's jenhemphill.com/innercircle. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions. You can do that. You can find me on my website. You'll be able to contact me or just go to the community, ask questions there. I will definitely be there. So thanks so much again for listening, and we'll talk again next Thursday.